it's 500 monkeys jibbing towards agorism. So again, I'm a little colded up. I don't know. I think it's just been a busy month. Last Gymcast, things I do to keep myself healthy, but I've not been doing them this month with the various things that have been going on. I'll just get sorted this month. I mean, January's always a tough month, although it is February, but, you know, we need to get on it. Well, I need to get on it. But today, the subject of matter, as it were, is about protests, really. Because with all the stuff that's going on, Gilets Jaunes, Yellow Vests, it's around the globe, but mainly in France. With it going on now for 13 weeks, it's quite a significant protest. And I wanted to talk a bit about my opinions on protesting. But firstly, I mean, the Gilets Jaunes, I mean, it's a big movement, and it's a good thing. Although in the British media, I presume other medias around the world, there's a complete blackout on it. It's not been spoken about. Now, I've mentioned this at work to colleagues, and people haven't heard of it. And the ones that do say, oh, that thing that happened a few weeks ago. So it's obviously making grounds, and it's having an effect because they're blacking it out. So we need to try and promote this and, you know, keep this movement going. Although, as I'll get on to a minute, I personally don't think protesting has the best effect. But in hindsight, I am kind of with all those out there in the yellow vests. And I'll get into my opinions on it. So I used to protest quite a lot over the years. My main thing was going to anti-fracking protesting in the UK, where it's had some effect. It has had some effect. And, well, it's stopped. It's caused them to have to lose a lot of money, and currently it's stopped. Hopefully it won't continue. But there's a lot of police violence. And some violence on the protesters as well, not all just the police. But we have the TSA squad here, who are, I don't know, nasty bastards, really. Very aggressive, tactical assault. TSU unit. Sorry, yeah, quite obvious that. I saw violence everywhere from them, and just aggressive nature, looking to antagonise the protesters so that they could so they'll retaliate, and then basically the police can say, oh, they retaliated, or were the aggressors, I suppose, were the aggressors, and you know, we had to control them. And you can notice, I mean, on many protests I notice it would be the normal police there. And then these, I've been watching a lot of the TSA in America, so I'm getting mixed up, but I think it's TAU. Anyway, they have the orange and red parapets on their fancy dress. And, I saw them hit an old lady in her 80s, Ann Power. Many of you in the UK, and especially in the fracking movement, all know of Ann Power, a legendary woman. And she took him on, fair enough, hit him with a walking stick. I saw him drag kids out, trying to pull them away because they were claiming it was unsafe for them to be there. They picked on the weak and the vulnerable repeatedly. I saw them stamp on people's faces when on the ground. There are stories of them breaking a woman's arm and then refusing her medical attention. So, you know, I mean, I'm sure you're all aware of this. It goes on at protests, and, you know, how the police are mainly the aggressors. But my point being that I used to do a lot of it, and I was very into it. So it was the right thing, you know, had to in that sense and time. But personally now, and this comes from my movement towards agorism. We finally get onto agorism. I personally now don't think that protesting has that much effect on the overall kind of change, I suppose, because Percy, I see you. If you're protesting, you're giving, well, protesting to government at least, you're giving them authority because you're asking them to stop in a way. So yeah, that's kind of my main stance on it now. I mean, and I have stopped kind of protesting largely. And there's a difference with the fracking protest, and I will kind of get onto that. But I was part of a protest at the county hall. And I personally, it was good. It raised awareness. But that's what I think need to kind of change too, is promoting awareness. And most recently, I did a march, I suppose, not a protest, along a Blackpool Pier. From the two peers for the fracking movement, and drumming for 2 hours is my aching hands after a while. But I think this is more the focus we need to walk down is a march, and because I mean protesting outside, well, you know, you get all these protests outside Downing Street, and it gives them authority. You know, it's saying that, you know, we're giving you the authority because we're asking you to stop, which is technically what protest is. And some of you may disagree, but I just don't see the point in it, because it allows them, because they'll incite violence, and it allows them to put stuff in the press, show pictures of it getting violent, and discredit the whole movement. And now with the anti-fracking movement, there has been a lot of Preston New Road, where they started fracking, and it's actually stopped now because they were causing earthquakes, which they said never happened. But they're trying to raise the bar of what an earthquake is currently. But I mean, they've been blocking the lorries getting in, which I do kind of agree with. Personally, I can't do that in a minute because, well, associations are my job, which is another point I'll kind of go into, because in this modern society, when I was at university, I did a lot of protests, and I actually got a warning from my tutor saying I need to be careful because if I got arrested, technically they'd look at whether I could stay at university, which massive just shows how the corporations are involved in everything. The fact that you can't have freedom of speech. And it's like my job. I mean, if I got arrested, yeah, I have to report. I mean, it's likely I'd get sacked. Probably have a disciplinary. But, you know, it's that preventative measure that puts a threat in us so we don't protest. And all this kind of has caused me to kind of relook at how we can make a stand. And I think marches are good, and you know, I've been on one since I've been at this job, and I was photographed, but it wasn't kind of in the media because obviously they don't publish stuff like that. And it was a very peaceful one, very just kind of, you know, well, just played drums and, you know, walked along the pier and had a little kind of speech on PAs, which I think is a good way to go down it, because it's more raising awareness rather than causing a scene, as it were. And that's what they look for, because this last one, the police were filming it continuously, and I'm sure they were just waiting for something to happen. You know, had their riot vans in there, hiding in their riot gear, ready to go. You could see it. But, you know, because it was deemed a peaceful protest, nothing actually happened. And this is more the route we need to go down, I think, awareness creating. But the main thing is to change the way we are, and not accept these things, and not accept, well, I mean, let's use fracking as an example. It's a difficult one to kind of overcome, because the problem here is, you know, there's been lots of demonstrations and awarenesses, but they block the gates for the frackers to get in. And the police now, I mean, the government has stopped funding the police to whatever they do. I don't know, I'm trying to think of what they actually do there, just getting away and kind of trying to and cause violence, really. But the council's going to have to pay for it, which causes obvious tensions. So they try and turn the protest or the march into a negative so they can report on it. And in this way, I kind of think it feeds into their hands. But I mean, with the fracking one, I mean, without stopping the trucks going in, then obviously we'd have a major fracking going on. But today, the latest application was rejected by the government, which is fantastic news, I have to say. Bloody amazing. It's marvellous news. I mean, speechless, really, because I already thought that was going through, but that's fantastic, fantastic news. So get back to the protesting has been, right, that's the wrong word, I suppose. Protesting has been a common thing, but now they're just trying to make it legal. You know, you can't film a protest, and it is just, and it will get violent because the police incite violence. They'll always film the bad parts and they'll always focus, the media propaganda will focus on it. And then they have their people go in and cause the violence. And we've all seen it, so, you know, I don't need to comment on that. You know, we've all seen the people start chucking things and then run through the police lines. And that went on since the miner strikes. So we all know that goes on. Moving more into agorism, I think the way is to just change the way we are. I mean, we could protest about the money system, and like the Gilets Jaunes. It's a great movement, but personally, I mean, people are talking about it as being a revolution, and that's great, you know, it's great, but, you know, in a revolution, and it hasn't got leaders, which is always good, because normally in a revolution, you know, in the past, the leaders become the power, or the leaders of the revolution become the power, and then they get corrupted themselves, which is the kind of problem with that kind of movement. But the Gilets Jaunes, it is, there are no leaders, and, you know, that is the bonus of it. There's the violence, and I do feel that if all those people out on the streets doing the Gilets Jaunes, and, you know, I'm not discrediting them in any way, if they all started using cryptocurrencies, for example, if they all started growing their own food, you know, if they started trading, and if they went to an agorist life, basically, you know, start looking after themselves, looking after each other, then I do feel it has such a different impact. Because they're saying up to 100,000 people across France actually protesting. Now, if you just imagine every one of those invested in cryptocurrencies and started trading in cryptocurrencies, you know, we'd have an overnight kind of effect of that. And if we could spread that rather than kind of standing up to the government, I suppose they call it, in a way, it's kind of, like I say, giving them power, because asking for Macron to stand down, and that's basically what they're asking him to stand down, maybe telling him, you know, have you look at it, but it's recognising him as the power and the control, which is where the whole thing falls down, in my opinion. And it's great to see that people are waking up, you know, and the message is getting across, and, you know, people are aware of the corruption. And it's anger. It is anger from the people, which is great. But through anger, you're never going to achieve your goal. You know, you need to get to the stage where you kind of pass the anger. I think it's, I guess it stems from the, I don't know what it's called, but it's like the denial, which I think a lot of people have moved out of the denial stage. And then you have the kind of anger, which is where these people are. And that causes the rioting and the, you know, the protesting and the bargaining, which is kind of anger and bargaining go together. Protesting is driven from the anger, but then it starts bargaining. So we want this, we want this. And then there's the acceptance, well, a depression stage, but I've not heard. I think they kind of all blend into one, the anger, the kind of depression and the bargaining. And then there's the acceptance stage, which is where basically you become aware that this is happening. And to me, it means you're accepting you're in control. You know, we're in control of it. And these puppets that sit in the posh buildings in the capital cities, you know, they're just people who have managed to cloud our minds into thinking that they're in control, when really they only need control because we allow them to be. which is kind of loops back round to what I was saying about the fact that a protest is merely asking them to stop because we believe they're in power. And if all these people who are protesting and, you know, suddenly just think, well, actually, Macron isn't in power, we're in power, and start changing their ways, then think how different the Gilets Jaunes movement would be. You know, if you know, just rather than kind of the violence on the street and, you know, people are getting badly hurt, you know, people getting their eyes shot out and, you know, hands blown off. And as much as it's good to see all those people coming together as one united front from different sides of beliefs, the ultimate goal for me would be all these people to become hackerists, I suppose, and start changing, you know, becoming the change they want to see, as it is. You know, and it's like my journey. I went through the protesting stage, where I went to every protest and shouted, and, you know, never got aggressive. You know, I'm not an aggressive person. But, you know, went through that kind of anger stage where, you know, you're going to stop this, you know, stop this, stop this. And it gets nowhere. You know, the only good is it raises awareness, which, where I was saying before, rather than a protest, you need a march and opportunity to spread the word. Like an event with, and, you know, this is, I've said for STEAM, and I've spoken a long time about trying to set up a conference of such in the UK, where we have a music and an awareness of crypto, because crypto is, it's growing slowly, but compared to the rest of the world, it's not enough. Well, I have had two people this week at work ask me about it and get them into it. So, you know, this is good. This is good. But I lost my train there. So, you know, like an awareness kind of festival or event, like, you know, like the Crypto Fest, and, you know, there are them. But they need to be more often and more regular. And if all the effort of all these protests was put in something like that, you know, like a massive anti-fracking festival where, you know, it's a big music event. And then you could go down the route of taking over some of their land and doing it on there. Or, you know, that might get into a altercation with a fancy dress parade. But It is, you know, it's a better way of doing it and having a big event where people are going to enjoy themselves and not feel threatened. And obviously not more people attend, because, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people that would love to protest out there, but in a situation where they can't, you know, their job wouldn't allow it, they're worried about their kids, and they're worried about arrest. Because a lot of people are fearful of those people in yellow jackets. Not the Gilets Jaunes, the fancy dress policeman. And this is, again, the control system we live in. So not only are they people protesting to ask for something to change, but they're getting told by the people they're asking to change they can't do it, and then getting arrested for doing it. And when you look at it, it's just kind of, it's not effective, in my opinion. And I, you know, I'm not discrediting, like I said before, I'm not discrediting whole movement. It's great to finally see a big movement that's taking off, but it ends in violence. And we look at the Arab Spring, which a lot of people are kind of comparing this to. Where's that got the Arab world? It's no better now. I mean, if from this movement we can bring awareness, that would be the most incredible thing. And, you know, the damaging of other people's property and, you know, damage of cars, and it just creates animosity towards the protesters from the people who aren't aware and aren't awake and are confused. And then the kind of papers reinforce it, although the papers aren't reporting it. But this is kind of the circle it gets put in, and how the people who are in apparent control actually manage to control the situation. And I mean, if you just kind of pictured all those people going into, I want to say hiring a space, because then you're not going to cause the violence, but even just going to the Arc de Triomphe, closing it off, having a couple of stages, a few bands, and some music, some food, and made it a nice kind of event. Not angry and shouting, just an event, having people telling information, speakers talking about things, and you'd attract the people who maybe wouldn't go to a protest, and probably more people. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, let me know what you think. But I just feel that we're kind of just going down a route that's kind of always been gone down. Protest, you know, and then the protest will die out, or there'll be change, and then Macron will stand down, and you'll get somebody else in who says they're different, and then they'll get bribed or blackmailed into just running the same regime. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of the only way to kind of tackle the problem is cheesily. But I mean, I think the same by Gandhi is one of the most pinnacle changes quotes ever said. Become the change you want to see, and I can't emphasize that it's enough for my beliefs of, you know, where I want to go. Because, you know, I try not to shop corporately, you know, I do promote anti-fracking, if that's the right way to describe it, or, you know, and I'll always tell people about it and create awareness of it. And I think by showing people evidence and shocking them in a way, shocking them, showing the videos and the films and where it's gone wrong and how it will go wrong. And I mean, even people in England now, seeing the amount of earthquakes there have been, when they said there wouldn't be any, people naively believed that. And the movement's just growing phenomenally now. And I do generally think we're on the cusp of stopping that. But it's lost sometimes in the fact that people just get out there and protest. And I see their passion. But if that passion could be filtered into... I mean, it's difficult with the whole fracking thing, because I don't know how you'd become the change you want to see in that situation. But I guess it is just make awareness. And if you could have a nice event, you know, somewhere with a farm, just have a near the programme, near the fracking site, they can... you know, we can create a kind of an awareness of the situation. And I think if more people are aware of what could happen and, well, what will happen, then there's going to be more opposition. But with the protest, there's a protest, you know, you're going to get less people siding for the oppression because you have the media kind of going against it because they show the violence. And they can't show violence if there's, and they can make it up, I suppose, but if there's a nice event where everyone's having fun and enjoying themselves, it's more difficult for them to put a negative stance on it. And I think this is the route we need to go down. So yeah, that's kind of my opinion on protesting, really. And I'm not saying that it's completely ineffective. It's a stage people go through. And, you know, I've been through it, and I'm not saying I'm kind of over it. So I still think it has some value. But I just feel the kind of the best way to do it is to create awareness and put that effort into making an event where people will enjoy it, but also understand the problems that are going on. Again, a good event like music brings people together from all walks of life. And I think when you've got that bigger captive audience, you can put a message out much easier than a big protest where a lot of people will just turn a blind eye because it's perceived as a negative act. You know, I think we need to do more events and bring people together in a community, and then, you know, work on it that way and create community and bring people together under one umbrella, and then you're more likely to have an effect. And you can, at such an event, you can teach people the alternative ways. You can teach people about crypto. You can teach people how to grow their own stuff. You can teach people how to break away from the controlled society. You can teach people about alternative medias. You can teach people that didn't fake news isn't actually fake news, but the mainstream media news is a fake news. And you can have people talking, you can appeal to such a broader range of people rather than just feed into the propaganda media's propaganda, really, because they can, you know, protest, they can turn it into a nice promotion for their violence and their control, and why we need more control of these people who are out of control, who have dared to have an opinion that goes against the general consensus, because that's what people are voted for. And it can be a dangerous thing, you know. It's like a, you know, I don't know what the media is in France. I need to talk to people there. But over here, it's just blanked out. So that whole, unless you're actually looking for it, that whole gilet jaune is completely ineffective, other than the countries where it is. And there's been little sporadic things in the UK even, but, you know, it's not reported. You know, nobody knows about it. And I just think if that effort was a like a festival or something joyous, and out of all the people that came, even 10% kind of went off and said, oh, you know, I learned this, you're going to spread the word more. And with more opposition and more people opposing it and more people talking about it, they can't hide the lies, and they can't, you know, they can't hide what's going on. It's the power they have is people are unaware. By creating awareness, you change the balance of power. And this, through this awareness, people find ways and connections that they didn't have prior to it, and they'll be able to change their way and become this new world that we need. And a protest, you're not going to bring people in, you're not going to make people join, you know, you just get this stereotype of a group of hippies that travel around opposing the government. And that's a stigma, and I know that isn't the case, but that's how it's stigmatized. And you're not going to change that, you're not going to change it, because they've embedded that into our society. I just feel that, you know, we need to step on from the protest, because it hasn't worked, really. And I know a lot of people believe it, but I just, well, like I said, I feel it's just giving authority to the people who claim they have authority. That's a wrap for today, then. Next time, eh?